الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى سؤال question: ماذا يتضمن اسمه العلي الأعلى، وما في معناه كالظاهر والقاهر والمتعال؟ question: What do the names العلي the most high and الأعلى the highest and other names with similar meanings, such as Al-Zahir, the most evident, the most high, Al-Qahir, the irresistible, overpowering, and Al-Muta'al, and Al-Muta'al, the supremely exalted, and most high and lofty, entail? What do these names entail? Al-Jawab, the answer. The author, he says, Rahimahullah, يتضمن اسمه الأعلى الصفة المشتقة منها وهو ثبوت العلو له عز وجل بجميع معانيه. He said, Rahimahullah, the answer for this question is the name Al-A'la. The name Al-A'la entails the attributes from which it is derived. And he said the affirmed highness of Allah, the Almighty and Majestic, in all of its meanings. So these beautiful names here, Al-Ali, and likewise Al-A'la, and also Al-Muta'al, these beautiful names here, they all consist of the attribute Al-Ulu. Al-Ulu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lahu Al-Ulu Al-Mutlaq bijami'i ma'anihi. Allah, he has the absolute loftiness and highness. And he is high and lofty above his creation and his essence. And likewise in his power and might and in all of his attributes and perfection and beauty. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these beautiful names here, derived from them is the attribute Al-Ulu. Al-Ulu, linguistically, it means to be high and lofty. To be high and lofty. Al-Ulu. Al-Ulu. In the heights. To be high and lofty. Ala ya'lu. To go up and to elevate. Or to go high or above something. In the Arabic language, you say ala. Ala ya'lu. Uluwan. Ala ya'lu. Uluwan. So from the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is derived from the likes of these beautiful names, Al-Ulu. Al-Ulu. But the author, he's clarifying that from these beautiful names here is Thubut Al-Ulu lahu Azza wa Jal Sifatan. Sifatan lahu Azza wa Jal bijami'i ma'anihi. Bijami'i ma'anihi. That this is the affirmation of this attribute being of highness, being high and lofty in all of its meanings. In all of its meanings. Also these other names as well that indicate a different attribute, the meanings are similar. Like Al-Zahir. Al-Zahir meaning the most high. And Al-Qahir. Al-Qahir, meaning the one who is irresistible. The one who is irresistible and powerful. And has authority over the entire creation. Over the entire creation. And Al-Muta'al. Al-Muta'al is the supremely exalted, most high. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are all different names from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they all indicate the similar meaning. That is that Allah, He is the Most High. High and lofty above His creation in every aspect. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He's mentioning these aspects now, or the meanings which Al-Ulu, they contain. It contains or entails. Ulu fawqiyatihi ta'ala. Number one. Ulu fawqiyatihi ta'ala ala arshihi. عالٍ على جميع خلقه بائن منهم رقيب عليهم يعلم ما هم عليه قد حاط بكل شيء علما لا تخفى عليه منهم خافية. He said the first aspect, علو فوقيته تعالى على عرشه, that Allah, His Highness of in His essence, His Highness of being, meaning in His essence, in His that, He Himself, سبحانه وتعالى, is high. It's high and lofty above the creation. بِذَاتِهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. بِذَاتِهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. The word that sometimes is also used to refer to the nafs. These words are synonymous. And in the Arabic language, that with nafs. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ. So these attributes are affirmed for Allah, so that we understand what is referred to when we're talking about that. So the highness of being, meaning that Allah Himself, Tabaraka wa ta'ala bi dhatihi, is high and lofty above the creation. High and lofty above the creation. He says that He is high above His throne, above all of His creation, distinct, separate from them. Distinct, yani separate from them, ever watchful over them. This is very important with regards to the creed of Ahl Sunnah, affirming the ulu in this manner with all of these meanings. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, bidhatihi, he is high and lofty above the creation. Ba'inu min khalqihi, and he's separate from his creation. No part of Allah is inside the creation, and no part of the creation is inside Allah. That's what ba'inun min khalqihi means. So this is important to emphasize whenever we mention this attribute here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alin ala jami'i khalqihi ba'inun min khalqihi. Hada juz'un min al-i'tiqad. Hada juz'un min al-i'tiqad. La budda min dhikrihi wa bayanihi. This is part of the creed. You must mention it. This is the methodology of the Salaf al-Salih with regards to affirming this attribute. That whenever you believe that Allah is above his creation, above the throne in the manner befitting his majesty, that you also believe annahu ba'inun min khalqihi, that he's separate from his creation. That he's separate from his creation. Meaning that there's nothing from Allah inside the creation, and nothing from the creation is inside Allah. Brother, Allah is separate. Allah is separate from the creation. There's the creator and the creation. And the creator is separate from the creation. Ba'inun min khalqihi. Ba'inun min khalqihi. Raqibun alayhim. He's a witness and watcher. He ever watchful over them. He knows all that they are upon and has encompassed everything in knowledge. Nothing is hidden from him of their condition or state or circumstances. وَعُلُوُ قَهْرِهِ. That's the first one. عُلُوُ ذَاتِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. That's the first one. Whenever he says here, وَهُوَ ثُبُوتُ الْعُلُوِ لَهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ بِجِمِعِ مَعَنِيهِ. These attributes, these names here, الْأَعْلَى وَالْعَلِيِّ وَالْمُتَعَالِ, and words that are similar, likewise, like a ظاهر, القاهر, from the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, they indicate this attribute of al-ulu. And we affirm the ulu for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bijmi'i anwa'ihi, bijmi'i ma'anihi, with all of its meanings and all of its types. So there are more than one. The first one, ulu ذاتihi. Ulu ذاتihi. Allahu bi ذاتihi, a'alin ala khalqihi, a'alin ala khalqihi, ba'inu minhum. Ba'inun minhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his essence, in his divine essence, he is high and lofty over the creation, separate from them. High and lofty over the creation, separate from them. This is called ulu al-dhat. Ulu al-dhat. Ulu al-dhat. We move on to the second point. The author he's mentioning, rahimahullah, he says, wa'ulu qahrihi. Wa'ulu qahrihi. And the highness, his highness, the loftiness of dominion. And no one can overpower him. His authority is supreme and reigns over all of the creation. And he has dominion, authority, power, and command over all of the creation. Ulu qahrihi. And his power and authority is high and lofty. No one is above him. No one can escape his command. No one can flee from his decree. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ulu qahrihi. Fala mughadiba lahu wa la munazir. Wa la mubadda wa la mumani'. Wa la mubadda wa la mumani'. So he says, rahimahullah, no one can overpower him. Contend with him in any manner, resist him or prevent his will, or prevent his will or command. بَلْ كُلُّ شَيْءٍ خَاضِعٌ لِعَظَمَتِهِ. Rather, everything is humbled before his majesty and greatness. ذَلِيرٌ لِعِزَّتِهِ. Submissive to his might. مُسْتَقِينٌ لِكِبْرِئَائِهِ. And subdued before his majesty. تَحْتَ تَصَرُّفِهِ وَقَحْرِهِ. لَا خُرُوجَ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْضِهِ. Subdued before his majesty, under his control and domination, there is no escape from his grasp. This is your Lord. This is from the attributes of your Lord. We read it again. After ulu al-dhat, Allah himself, where is he? Tabaraka wa ta'ala? It's high and lofty above the creation. Above the throne in the manner befitting his majesty. Separate and distinct from the creation. No part of the creation is inside of Allah, and Allah is not inside any part of the creation. You understand that? That's the first one. The second one, ulu wa ulu qahrihi, fala mughadiba lahu wa la munazir wa la mudadda wa la mumani', bal kullu shay'in khadi'un li 'azamatihi, dhalilun li 'izzatihi, mustakinun li kibriyahi, tahta tasarrufihi wa qahrihi, la khuruj lahu min qabdihi. Highness of dominion and power. What is this called? Ulu al-qahr. Ulu Al-Qahar. The second one, Ulu Al-Qahar. The waw has a shadda on it. Ulu Al-Qahar. Ulu Al-Qahar. Meaning highness of dominion and power. No one can overpower him, contend with him, resist him, or prevent his will and command. Everything is humbled before his greatness Everything is humble before his greatness, submissive to his might, subdued before his majesty, under his control and domination. There is no escape from his grasp. La ilaha illallah. وَعُلُوُ شَأْنِهِ The third one. The third one. وَعُلُوُ شَأْنِهِ And the highness of his status. وَعُلُوُ شَأْنِهِ This is with regards to his sifat. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's high and lofty in his status. Likewise, meaning all of his attributes are high and lofty above any of the attributes of the creation. Distinct and different from them in perfection and majesty and glory, might and honor. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. عُلُوُ شَأْنِهِ علو شأنه سبحانه وتعالى فجميع صفات الكمال له ثابتة فجميع صفات الكمال له ثابتة وجميع النقائص عنه منتفية عز وجل وتبارك وتعالى highness of status علو الشأن all attributes of perfection are firmly established for him and all deficiencies are negated from him exalted and blessed is he exalted and blessed is he وجميع هذه المعاني للعلو متلازمة لا ينفك معنى منها عن الآخر لا ينفك معنى منها عن الآخر All these categories of highness, of essence, of dominance and status are inseparably connected. Are inseparably connected. One cannot exist without the other. One cannot exist without the other. So with regards to the sifa of al-ulu, sifatu al-ulu, لله سبحانه وتعالى, This attribute, what does it mean in English? Al-ulu. Highness, loftiness. Highness, loftiness. And this attribute is derived from a number of the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal. Like what? Sabbih ismi rabbika al-a'la. Al-a'la. Liwajhi rabbihi al-a'la. Al-a'la, the most high. From the beautiful names of Allah Azza wa Jal, al-a'la, the most high. There's nothing higher than him. And likewise, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ Many verses mentioning the beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Al-Ali. Al-Ali, meaning he's high and lofty. High and lofty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. High in his majesty and honor, high in his power and authority, and high in his divine essence above the creation, separate from them, subhanahu wa ta'ala. You understand that? Also another name? وَهُوَ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ Which surah did that come in? Al-Ra'id, Ahsant, Allahumma barik. Al-Kabir al-Muta'al. Al-Muta'al also has the attribute of Al-Ulu. All of these words here, they're from the same master. Al-Ulu. Al-Ulu. Al-A'la, Al-Ali, Wal-Muta'al. Al-A'la, Wal-Ali, Wal-Muta'al. All of these beautiful names here derived from them is the attribute of Al-Ulu. There are other terms that are not necessarily derived from the same source or have the same attribute, but the meaning is similar. But the meaning is similar. Like what? Al-Zahir. Al-Zahir, what does that mean? That Allah, He's the Most High, there's nothing above Him. Who explained that beautiful name for us? Huh? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَنْتَ الظَّاهِرُ فَلَيْسَ فَوْقَكَ شَيْءٌ The Prophet, he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are al-Zahir, there's nothing above you. There's nothing above you. So this is the meaning of Allah, that Allah is the most high. There's nothing above him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from the name similar, Al-Qahir. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the irresistible, all-powerful, above his slaves. Above his slaves. So from this attribute here, we understand three meanings. Three meanings. Three categories of ulu. What are they? Ulu is that. And ulu al-qahar and ulu al-sha'n. Ulu al-dhat, what does that mean? An Allah bi nafsihi huwa fawq al-khalq. Fawq al-samawati wal-arsh. Fawq al-arsh. Kama yaliku bi jalalihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's above himself. He himself. His that, his divine essence is above the creation. Above the creation, distinct and separate from the creation. Distinct and separate from the creation. Adan ala jami'i khalqihi ba'inu minhum. What does it mean, ba'in? Ba'inu minhum. Adin, ala jami'i farqihi. What does that mean? That he's high and lofty above all of the creation. But it's not sufficient to say that. The Salaf, they had mentioned these terms here specifically in order to refute deviation and misguidance and doubts that the innovators had introduced with regards to the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So they will not stop here. They don't say, adin ala jami'i khalqihi. Rather, they will add to that to affirm what they mean. Ba'inun min khalqihi. Ba'inun min khalqihi. What does that mean? Separate distinct from his creation. What does that mean?
No,
that Allah, he's not in the creation, and the creation is not in Allah. Whether the creator is distinct and separate from the creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called ulu al-dhat. Ulu al-dhat. The second aspect, ulu al-qahar. What's this in reference to? Al-qahar. What does that mean? That's why it's so important for us to learn the Arabic language. If you learn the Arabic language, it's going to be, you'll really benefit. You'll really benefit from the sefer. Qahara yaqharu. Qahran. Al-qahar, to overpower, linguistically, to overpower somebody. To overpower somebody. And you take control and authority and overpower them and subdue them, and they cannot do nothing. That's called al-qahar. You understand? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yasta'idhu billahi min qahri al-rijal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek refuge from being overpowered by men. This is from the al-isti'adat, ta'awudat. A'udhu bika min qahri al-rijal. This is the word here. This is the word here. But this is now is in reference to an attribute of Allah. وَلَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. And there's nothing like unto him. You understand? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he is the Most High. And he has ulu al-qahar. Meaning that no one can overpower him. He has a supreme dominion, authority, and command, sovereignty. Nothing is higher in power or might or command. Nothing can escape his command, authority. And he has subdued the creation in entirety. Subdued the creation in entirety. And the third one? Uluw al-sha'n. Uluw al-sha'n. Al-sha'n yani manzila. Uluw al-manzila. High lofty status. What's that with regards to? As-sifat al-ilahiyya. The divine attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uluw al-sha'n. That all of his attributes are to peak of beauty and high and lofty above the creation. High and lofty above the creation. I want to read it again just in English so that we understand. What do the names Al-Ali, the Most High, Al-A'la, the Highest, and the other similar names, meaning such as the Zahir, the Most High, and Al-Qahir, the Irresistible, Overpowering, and the Muta'al, the Supremely Exalted, entail? He said, Rahimahullah, his name, Al-A'la, entails the attribute from which it is derived, the affirmed highness of Allah, the Almighty and Majestic, in all of its meanings, Al-Ulu, Al-Mutlaq. He says, Rahimahullah, highness of being, Ulu al-Dhat. That he is above his throne, above all of his creation, distinct from them, ever watchful over them. He knows all that they are upon and has encompassed everything in knowledge. Nothing is hidden from him or their condition, circumstance, or situation. Highness of dominion and power, ulu al-qahr. No one can overpower him, contend with him, resist him, or prevent his will, command, and authority. Everything is humbled before his greatness, submissive to his might, subdued before his majesty, under his control and domination. There is no escape from his grasp. Highest of status, all attributes of perfection are firmly established for him, and all deficiencies are negated from him. Exalted and blessed is he. All these categories of highness, of essence, dominance, and status are inseparably connected. One cannot exist without the other. One cannot exist without the other. So whenever you study the book of Allah or the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you remember your Lord, and these names, they come. Or names that are similar, that have this meaning, then you should ponder of this affair. That Allah, he's above the throne. He's above the creation. Separate and distinct from the creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, he has the supreme authority and command. Power and dominion. And likewise, all of his attributes are attributes of perfection with no deficiency. With no deficiency, weakness, or shortcoming whatsoever. And there's nothing comparable or resembling him. So Allah, he is Allah. Allah, he is Allah. He is Allah. This is your Lord. Dalikum Allahu. Dalikum Allahu Rabbukum. La ilaha illahu. This is your Lord. There's none more they worship except for him. He's the Most High. He's the Most High. Al-Kibir al-Muta'al. Al-Qahir fawqa ibadihi. Al-Zahir falaysa fawqahu shay'in. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-A'la. Al-A'la al-Ali. Al-Azim. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the author, he says, su'an. ما دليل علو الفوقية؟ ما دليل علو الفوقية من الكتاب؟ What is the evidence? Question. What is the evidence for the highness of Allah in terms of being above from the Quran and being high and above the creation? علو الفوقية. And the evidence in the Quran, الجواب. The evidence in the Quran, الجواب. الأدلة الصريحة عليه لا تعد ولا تحصى. The explicit proofs for it are countless. Countless and cannot be enumerated. it cannot be enumerated. فمنها هذه الأسماء وما في معناها ومنها قوله الرحمن على العرش استوى في سبعة مواضع من القرآن. The explicit proofs for this attribute of Allah Himself being high and lofty above the creation, being high and lofty above the creation, are countless. It cannot be enumerated. Among them are His names that indicate highness, and those with similar meanings that we have just discussed. Among them is His statement, "Subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful, Allah rose over the throne." Rose over the throne, meaning in a manner befitting His Majesty. And this statement occurs in seven places in the Quran. And he mentioning the istiwa. The istiwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. And that Allah, He rose above the throne. This issue here is mentioned in seven places in the Book of Allah. It says, وَمِنْهَا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. From the evidences likewise, this is the statement of Allah the Most High. أَمِنْتُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And His statement, do you feel secure that He who was over the heaven, and from He who was over the heaven, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, do you feel secure from He who was over the heaven, from He who was over the heaven? The word السَّمَاءِ, barakallahu fikum, in the Arabic language, sometimes it's used, and what is intended is the sky, the actual structure, the sky. The structure, al-bina, the sky, the creation of the sky. You understand that? And other times the word as-sama is used, and it's used to refer to the heights. To the heights. So sometimes, even in the English language, we speak about the sky or the heavens, right? We say, for example, the sky is an amazing creation, right? The sky itself. And then we say the birds are flying in the sky. Anywhere at? In the heights, in the air. They're in the air. So sometimes the word sky is used to refer to the actual sky, the creation of the sky, and then asked to refer to the heights, the heavens. The heights, the heavens. You look up, subhanAllah, that building is in the heavens. The building is high in the sky. And we're not talking about the actual structure of the sky, we're talking about the sky and the heights. So sometimes the word as-sama is used to have that meaning, the meaning of the mabna, the creation, the structure of the actual sky itself, or to refer to being high and lofty. To being high and lofty, things that are in the sky, meaning they're high, they're lofty. Do you understand this point? This is clear for you. Alhamdulillah. So this is the case here. So أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, أَأَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Do you feel safe from the one who is above the heaven? For the one who is above the heaven. وَمِنْهَا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. And from them his statement, the Most High, they fear their Lord above them. They fear their Lord above them. And referring to the angels. يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. They fear their Lord, where? Above them. Their Lord is above them. So this is very clear. وَمِنْهَا قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى إِلَيْهِ يَسْأَلُ الْكَرِيمُ طَيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. And his statement, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, to him ascend all the goodly words and the righteous deeds, are raised to him. And the righteous deeds are raised, he raises them. So here we have two affairs. We have the su'ud. As-su'ud, what does that mean? Sa'ada, sa'ida yas'adu, right? Sa'ida yas'adu, su'udan. As-su'ud is to go up. So there's things here that go up to Allah. So that means that Allah, He is up and not down. He's high and lofty, not down and lowly. You understand? So there are things that go up to Allah. So whenever he mentioned in the beginning the evidences for the highness of Allah Azza wa Jal cannot be enumerated or even counted, meaning because it's established from so many different aspects. Some of them direct, that Allah, He said that Huwa al-Ali, that He is the Most High, wa Huwa al-A'la, that He is the Most High, wa al-Muta'al, supremely exalted, subhanahu wa al-Qahir fawqa ibadi, yaqafuna rabbahum min fawqihim, they fear the Lord from above them. So this is clear that Allah, He's above. Al-Zahir adadi laysa fawqahu shay. So these are all evidences clearly clarifying that Allah Himself, He's high above the throne. Ar-Rahman ala al-Arsh istawa, thumma istawa ala al-Arsh. All of these are evidences clear. But then there are other evidences likewise indicating the highness and loftiness of Allah above His creation, like this one. There are things that are lifted to Allah. There are things that ascend up to Allah. There are things that ascend up to Allah, and there are things that are raised to Allah. subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, things descend from bottom to the top, from they go from down to up. And things that are raised, they're raised from that which is lower to that which is higher. So Allah, He's not in the creation, He's higher. These things that are raised to Him, they ascend up to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is from the aspect of affirming ulu in that. You understand that? This is from the aspect of affirming the sifa ulu event. Naam? This is very important. There are deviants, you know what they say? And Allah fi kulli makan. They say that Allah is everywhere. They said that Allah, yeah, ulu, naam, they affirm ulu al-qahar, ulu al-dhat, like in Allah, afwan, ulu al-qahar, ulu al-sha'an, they say that. But ulu al-dhat, they don't affirm that. They say Allah fi kulli makan. Allah fi kulli makan, hatta al-bathroom. Waliyadhu billah, Allah, He's in everywhere. Allah, He's everywhere, even in the bathroom, right? Everywhere. Is the bathroom from a part of everywhere? Huh? Is the bathroom part of everywhere? Akramakum Allah? They say their Lord is in the bathroom. My Lord is not in the bathroom. Alhamdulillah, my Lord is above the throne. You understand that? In a manner befitting His majesty. They say that their Lord, there's places worse than the bathroom. You understand that? In the creation, Allah, He's not everywhere. Allah, He's not everywhere. Allah, He's not in the creation. Allah, He's above the creation in the manner befitting His majesty. Like we said about Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and like it's being clarified here. وَقَالُهُ تَعَالَى تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالرُّوحُ إِلَيْهِ. And like the statement of Allah the Most High, the angels and the soul, the Jibreel, ascend to Him. So likewise, Al-Uruj. Al-Uruj is similar to a Su'ud. To ascend. Any of these creations, they go up. They go up. They go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَوْلُهُ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. In His statement, the Most High, He disposes of the affairs from the heavens to the earth. Any from above, the heights to the earth. وَقَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ. And His statement, subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Isa, Ya Isa, I will take your soul and raise you to myself. And raise you to myself. And many other verses like this. Many other verses like this. So these are from the evidences. So some of them are direct, and also some of them are understood because of the fact that there are things that are raised to Allah, things that ascend to Allah, and likewise, as well, there are things that come from Allah. Allah, He sends down blessing and goodness coming from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many aspects of affirming the sifa, ulu, that Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, su'al, question, ma dalilu dhalika min as-sunnah? Question, what is the evidence for that? Any Allah's exaltation above His creation? From the sunnah. Any ulu dhat, that Allah, He is above the creation Himself, tabaraka wa ta'ala, in a manner befitting His majesty. Al-jawab, the answer, adillatuhu min as-sunnah kathira, la tuhsa. The evidences from the sunnah are numerous and uncountable. He says, منها قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث الأوعال. And from them is the narration of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the wild goats. والعرش فوق ذلك والله فوق العرش وهو يعلم ما أنتم عليه. And the throne is above that, and Allah is above the throne, and He knows what you are upon. This particular narration here, Allah knows best, is weak, but there's other narrations similar, and He clarifying the same affair, that Allah is above the throne. More evidences there will come, and they're clearly authentic. The author, he says, وَقَوْلُهُ لِسَعْدٍ فِي خِصَّةِ قُرَيْضَ لَقَدْ حَكَمْتَ فِيهِمْ بِحُكْمِ الْمَلِكِ مِنْ فَوْقِ سَبْعَةِ أَرْقِعَةِ. And he said to Sa'd, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to Sa'd, yani Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, radiallahu anhu, regarding the judgment of Banu Qurayza, you have judged them with the judgment of the king from above the seven heavens. You have judged with regards to them the judgment of the king from above the seven heavens. This is from the hadith of Abi Sa'id, it's muttafaqun alayhi. Wa qawluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lil-jariyah. And likewise, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the slave girl. He said to her, Aina Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to the slave girl, Aina Allah, where is Allah? Qalat fi sama. She said, above the heavens. She said, above the heavens. Above the heavens. Qala i'tiqha. اعتقها فإنها مؤمنة. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, free her because indeed she's a believer. Free her because she is indeed a believer. This narration is collected by Abu Dawood and Imam Ahmed from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and it's authentic. And some wording is that she's a non-Arab, and that she pointed to the heavens. Ayna Allah? Asharat ila sama. She pointed to the heavens. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَنْ أَنَا? And who am I? And she pointed to the Prophet, and then pointed to the heavens. And أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Ayna Allah? She pointed up. مَنْ أَنَا? قَالَ like this. You're the messenger of Allah. You're the messenger of Allah. Like this. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, free her, for indeed she's a believer. Free her, for indeed she's a believer. And those deviant, many of them, they have that creed that Allah is everywhere, fi kulli makan, they say it's not allowed to say Aina Allah. And they say that if you point, and it's not allowed to point to the sky, and that you point to the sky, that the fingers should be cut off in doing that. Wa'iyadhu billah. The deviation that they have. You can't say Aina Allah. The Prophet, he said Aina Allah. You can't ask that. لا يجوز السؤال في الله بأين. You can't say it. You can't ask about سؤال عن الله بأين. السؤال عن الله بأين. You can't ask the question about Allah. Where is he? You can't say that. But clearly, as soon as Nabi Dawood, the chain that is authentic and likewise collected by Imam Ahmed, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Aina Allah. And then upon affirming that he is above the heavens, upon affirming that he is above the heavens, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet declared her to be a believer based upon that creed. Based upon that creed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's above the heavens. He's above the heavens. So here we have similar, like the verse. Amintum man fi as-sama. Amintum man fi as-sama. Also in this verse and in this hadith, Aina Allah fi as-sama. Fi as-sama. So if the word fi, what is this? The word fi, what is this? Huh? Huh? Fi? Huh? Harf. Fi harfun. In the Arabic language, al-kalam thalathatu anwa', right? Ismun, fi'lun, wa harfun lil-ma'na. Wa harfun lil-ma'na. A noun, a verb, and a harf, a particle that has a meaning. So fi is not a verb, and it's not an ism. Fi is a harf that has a meaning. Harful ma'na. It's a harf that has a meaning. Particularly, it is called harful jar. It's a preposition. But these words here, they have meanings. Fi has many meanings. Fi has many meanings. What's the most common meaning that you know? In. This is called a dharfiyya. A dharfiyya. You know what a dharf is? A dharf is a container. Something you put something in. Also, an envelope is called a dharf because it's something that contains something. It contains a letter. Right? But al-dharfiyya is meant to be contained in something. You understand that? Fi, to be inside something. Nahnu fi al-masjid. We are in the masjid. And the meaning here is dharfiyya because we're inside the masjid. You understand that? But that's not the only meaning. There's many other meanings. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned imra'ah. Imra'atun dakhalat an-nar fi hirra. Habasatha. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that a woman, she entered the hellfire. She entered the hellfire. She entered the hellfire fi hirra, fi a cat, habasatha, that she withheld, or that she caged up and did not take care of, and he tortured in this manner. What does fi mean here? She went into the hellfire inside of a cat. Is that the meaning? Fi hirra, fi cat, and any fi means inside. No, it doesn't mean. What does it mean here? Huh? Because sababiyya. Fi here has the meaning of sababiyya. It's not dharfiyya. She didn't go to hellfire inside of a cat. Astaghfirullah. That's not even what it means. It doesn't even come to your mind if you understand the Arabic language. Because of a cat. Because of a cat that she chained up, or that she locked up, or that she caged up and did not feed it properly and take care of it properly. It was tortured in that. So she's punished for that. Because of that. Fi hirra yani bisabib hirra. Habasatha. Habasatha. So the word fi, it has a number of meanings. Likewise, from the meaning of fi, a'la. What does a'la mean? It's another half. Another half jar, right? A'la means to be on. A'la, it means to be on. The half jar, to be on something. Al-isti'la has the meaning of al-isti'la. So you say, for example, al-qalim ala al-kitab. Al-qalim ala al-maktab. Yani, on the table. Al-qalam, the pen is where? On the notebook or on the table. You understand that? So the word fi also has the meaning of ala. Sometimes a certain context. Sometimes a certain context. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. The earth, right? Allah, He's ordering the people to go in the earth or on the earth? On the earth. So fi here means on. He's not telling us to go into the earth, to go into the earth and take from His provision. Go into the earth and take from His provision. No, go about on the earth and take from His provision. And to Him is the return. So فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا عَلَى مَنَاكِبِهَا. You understand that? This is clear. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about Fir'aun. What did He say to the Sahara? Whenever they wanted to repent, لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلَةِ لَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Indeed, I'm going to crucify you فِي جُذُوعِ النَّخْلَةِ. فِي, the trunks of palm trees. What does فِي mean here? He's going to crucify them inside the trunks of palm trees? Are people crucified inside trees or on trees? On trees. So fi here doesn't mean in, and it doesn't mean because, rather it means ala. I'm going to crucify you on the trunks of palm trees. That's what He said to them. On the trunks of palm trees. He's threatening them with their life. You understand that? So how do we know these different meanings from one word? Ahsanta, barakallahu feek. This is the principle. As-siyaq, siyaq al-jumla yuhadidu ma'ani al-alfaz. Yuhadidu ma'ani al-alfaz. That the context of the sentence, it determines the meaning of the words. Determines the meaning of the words, the meaning of the terms. It's understood by the context. So whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, dakhalat imra'atun fi hirra, that a woman, she was entered the fire, fi, a cat, doesn't come to your mind inside of a cat. Doesn't come to your mind on top of a cat. Automatically know that it's because of a cat. Person who knows the Arabic language is very clear for him. Because of a cat. Because of a cat. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا. Doesn't even come to your mind. Go about because of the earth. Go about inside of the earth and seek your provision. Go about on top of the earth seeking your provision. Now this is clear. Likewise in the well-known hadith. The hadith is called the hadith al-awwaliyya. From Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, irhamu man fi al-ard, yarhamkum man fi as-samah. Be merciful to those who are fi the earth, and the one who is fi the heavens will show you mercy. What does fi mean here? Show merciful to the ones who are inside the earth? Huh? What does fi mean here? Show mercy to those who are because of the earth. Show mercy to those who are on the earth. So fi here means on. You understand that? Even in the English language, you may say, how many people are in the earth? What do you mean? How many people are on the earth? It's clear. I'm not talking about in the earth, any dead. People in the earth, people on the earth. How many people are on the earth? So show mercy to those who are on the earth, and the one who is above the heavens will show mercy to you. Huh? Show mercy to you. So from the meaning of fi is ala. Amantum, amen. Fi sama. Amantum man fi sama. Amantum man fi sama. You feel safe for the one who is above the heavens. And Allah, where's Allah? Fi as-sama. Above the heavens. Above the heavens. This is one interpretation. And this is a sound and proper and correct understanding. The other interpretation is based upon the interpretation of the word as-sama and the other meaning that we spoke about. This interpretation here, as-sama yani al-bina, al-mabni, as-sama yani al-mabni, as-sama yani al-mabni, as-sama abanaynaha, al-mabni, the heavens, the creation, the structure of the heavens, Allah is above that. What's the other meaning of the word sama? Al-ulu, fil-ulu, fi sama fil-ulu. You understand that? As-sama, and something's in the sky. Look, he's up in the sky. And in the structure of the sky, or meaning he's high in the heights. In the heights. So the word sky sometimes is used to refer to the heights. All there? So this is another meaning of the word السماء في العلو في السماء في العلو. So then في على بابها is in the علو. He's high in the heights. He's in the heights. Allah في السماء يعني في العلو. سبحانه وتعالى. This is another proper interpretation of these verses in these texts. Do you understand that? On both meanings, whether it's السماء المبنية or السماء بمعنى العلو. فالله في العلو. السماء في العلو المطلق. He's in the highest heights. She's not low. She's the most high. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We understand this. This is clear. I lost you? Huh? I did? Okay. You good? Alhamdulillah. Pay attention. I remember we discussed that some of these points here that maybe they're the first time that we have discussed these issues. So we take them in just brief detail so that we understand. May Allah make it easy for us. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi sama, yani above the heavens. Or He's in the highest heights. He's not low. He's the most high. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these are proper interpretations from the ways of the people of the Sunnah, alhamdulillah. So he says, rahimahullah, wa hadithu, hadithu mi'raj. Wa hadithu mi'raj al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the narrations about the Prophet's ascension to the heavens. And these are well known. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended to the heaven. Allah referred to that in his book. In which statement? سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى. Now that's the Isra, and then the Mi'raj that Allah he rose sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that is amazing, and from the miracles and from the best days or nights of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is this affair, the most amazing affairs, that he rose in this that he rose to the heaven sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his soul and his body. His soul in his body, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He rose to the heavens. He was lifted and raised, ascended to the heavens. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is clarifying that Allah, He is above the heavens. That Allah, He's in the heights. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَقَوْلُهُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فِي حَدِيثِ تَعَقُبِ الْمَلَائِكَ. And likewise in the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the narration about the alternation of the angels. The Prophet, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ فَيَسْأَلُهُمْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. And then those who stayed with you overnight will ascend. And he asked them, though he knows best about them. And this is the narration which is muttafaqun alayhi. And the narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَتَعَقَبُونَ فِيكُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِاللَّيْلِ وَمَلَائِكَةٌ بِالنَّهَارِ وَيَجْتَمِعُونَ فِي صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ فِي صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ وَصَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ. That the angels are alternating amongst you. Angels in the nighttime and angels in the daytime. And they gather at the time of صَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ and صَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ. ثُمَّ يَعْرُجُ الَّذِينَ بَاتُوا فِيكُمْ فَيَسْأَلُهُمْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ. And then those who stayed with you overnight ascend, and he asked him, although he knows best about him, كَيْفَ تَرَكْتُمْ عِبَادِي. How did you leave my slaves? فَيَقُولُونَ. So those angels, they respond, تَرَكْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُونَ وَأَتَيْنَاهُمْ وَهُمْ يُصَلُونَ. We left them whenever they were in salah, and we came to them whenever they were in salah. Whenever they were in salah. So this is clarifying the uruj. The Uruj, Uruj al-Ashya ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, Uruj al-Malaika. Uruj al-Malaika. Things that go up to Allah. They ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is another aspect of evidence. Another aspect of evidence affirming the Ulu. Ulu with that. That Allah, His essence, His divine essence, He's high and lofty above the creation. How is that? From Al-Uruj. What does that mean? Things ascend. Also from Su'ud. Things ascend, they go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also in the next narration, the author, he mentions, وَقَوْلُهُ صَلَى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِعِدْلِ تَمْرَةٍ وَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِعِدْلِ تَمْرَةٍ مِنْ كَسْبٍ طَيِّبٍ وَلَا يَسْعَدُ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا طَيِّبٍ الحديث. And this is muttafaqun alayhi from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu. And his statement, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever gives charity equivalent to a date from lawful earnings, and nothing rises to Allah except what is pure. And nothing rises to Allah except for what is pure. So here again is the mention of su'ud, like the uruj. So there are things that ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is because it's high and lofty above His creation. وَقَوْلُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الْوَحِيِّ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ الْأَمْرَ فِي السَّمَاءِ ضَرَبَتْ الْمَلَائِكَةُ بِأَجْنِحَتِهَا خُضْعَانًا بقوله كأنه سلسلة على الصفوان الحديث. And he mentioned the narration about the revelation and the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, when Allah decrees a matter in the heaven, the angels beat their wings in submission to his command, as if there were a chain striking upon a smooth stone. This narration is collected by Bukhari from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi sama qada al-amra qada idha qada Allahu al-amra fi as-sama, yani he's above the heavens and the heights, high and lofty above the creation subhanahu wa ta'ala, high and lofty above the creation subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ghayra dhalika kathir, and other than that many, there are many other reports beyond these. Wa qad aqarra bi dhalika jami'u makhluqati illa al-jahmiyyah, and the entire creation has affirmed this truth except for the Jahmiyyah. There are those who deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the original sect, Safwan ibn Jahm ibn Safwan, or the other billah, deviant, denying the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most foul and lowly manner, and the severe way, in a severe, disgusting way. And then likewise, people following his madhab after him. So anyone who denies the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's considered from the Jahmiyyah. So there's the actual sect in the beginning, the Jahmiyyah, that were following Jahm ibn Safwan and following his creed of At-Ta'til, and then they're branched from his creed, other different deviant creeds. Likewise, all of them, they share in common the issue of At-Ta'til, denying the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, in one way or another. And some of them are more severe than others. And some of them, in comparison to others, are better, but they're all foul and lowly. You understand? And it's said about them that all of them are considered Jahmiyyah. So the Mu'tazila and the Murji'ah, they those who deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they're called Jahmiyyah. The Ash'ariyah, they're called Jahmiyyah. Some of them are better than others, but those who deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in any case that they do it or any way that they do it, they have a share in this foul and lowly way, and they're considered from the Jahmiyyah in this general aspect. So all of the creation affirms this truth, that Allah, He is above the creation in the manner befitting His majesty, separate and distinct from the creation. Nothing from the creation is in Allah, and Allah is not inside anything from the creation. All of the creation affirms this and realizes this and confesses to this, except for the Jahmiyyah. Except for the Jahmiyyah, wa liyadhu billah. So this is something that is affirmed. And whenever a person, he is afraid, his heart goes to the heavens above. His heart goes up. Whenever he is in dire need and scared for his life, and he calls on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you don't call on Allah down. Whenever you are afraid for your life and you need help and you seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the wickedest and the worst of the people, they don't go down, they don't look down for help, they look up for help. They look up for help because they know in their fitrah and the natural disposition that's created inside them that they cannot deny, even if they claim to deny it with their tongues. Their fitrah is there. Their fitrah is there. And whenever they're in dire need, they go, their hearts, they go to Allah. And Allah is above the creation. High and lofty subhanahu wa ta'ala. High and lofty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we close, we're going to go back briefly to make another correction, inshallah. We discussed it and it was clarified, but just to emphasize, so that whenever you study or review these affairs, inshallah, you will be upon clarity. Hopefully, you will be able to read these with your family or even with some of the youth, or maybe you'll have students someday that you want to teach and read this book with them, and you want to know these points and these places that could be confusing or things may not be clear. It was with regards to the Alfaz. Question number 56 on page number 54 or 55. I think these page numbers are wrong that I have. Question number 56. How many types of indication do the most beautiful names of Allah have, or do they carry? Do you remember this? The author, he mentioned three. And he mentioned the indication of the essence of Allah, to the term indicating the essence of Allah, the divine essence of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He called this mutabaqa. But whenever we discuss the mutabaqa with regards to the names and attributes, how do we say it? Huh? That the names and attributes, the names of Allah Azza wa Jal, what do they consist of? What are they? How are they at the peak of beauty? They're a'lamun wa awsaf. A'lamun wa awsaf, that their names and also descriptions. So the indication of the beautiful name, bil mutabaqa, is indicating the name and the description together. This is mutabaqa, because we said al mutabaqa dalalat al lafzi ala kamili ma'na. Dalalat al lafzi ala kamili ma'na. Remember this? That whenever the term indicates the entire meaning of the word, then or the indication of the word derived from that or understood from that, indicating the entire meaning of the word, then you understood a bit mutabaqa, yani in conformity. So the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are a'lam wa awsaf. And it has the meaning of that name. That name is the name of Allah. And also it has an attribute. So if you understand the word for the name for Allah and the attribute for Allah, now you understood the term bil mutabaqa. You understand the author, he's saying here that bil mutabaqa is just to understand that that's the name of Allah. Huh? Dilalatuha ala al-dhati al-mutabaqa. Which Allah Who's Best is not correct. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah and many other scholars from the scholars of the Sunnah, they clarify that bil mutabaqa is whenever the dalalat al-ism ism Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ala al-alami wal wasf, ala al-dhati wal wasf, ala al-dhati wal wasf. On the, it refers to the essence of Allah, His name, and it also refers to the attribute. This is bil mutabaqa. As for if the term, you understand that it's the name of Allah alone, then this is bit tadammun. Or if you understand the term that is the attribute of Allah alone, then this is bit tadammun. You understand? Because that's part of the meaning of the word. Part of the meaning of the word is this name for Allah. Another part of the meaning of the word is that it carries an attribute for Allah. Ar-Rahman is a name for Allah and has an attribute of mercy. So to understand that term, bil mutabaqa, with conformity, you understand the name for Allah and likewise the attribute of mercy. The understanding or the indication of the term by way of tadammun, inclusion, is to understand part of it. Dalalatu lafzi ala ba'di ma'na, that the word indicates part of the meaning. So if you understand from the word ar-Rahman, that's the name of Allah, then this is the indication by way of tadammun. Dalalatu lafzi bit tadammun. It consists of the meaning of the name of Allah. That. You understand? And if you say the term, the word ar-Rahman, this indicates the sifa of a mercy. Say that's right. That's right. You understand that by way of atadhamun. If we say that ar-Rahman, we understand from that beautiful name of Allah Azza wa Jal the sifa of al-ilm, and the sifa of al-hayat, and the sifa of al-qudra, and the sifa of al-irada. How do we understand that? Ilm is knowledge. Hayat is life, Qudra is power, and the irada is will and intent. So from the word, the beautiful name Ar-Rahman, we understand these other attributes. How is that? By way of dilalat al-iltizam, by way of necessity, because the one who is the most gracious and merciful, he has knowledge. He has to have knowledge to show mercy to whom he wills. And he has a will to show mercy to whom he wills. He shows that one mercy and this one more mercy. Because of his will, that's what he wants to do. He does what he wills. Fa'al lima yurid. You understand? And he's alive. He can't be the most merciful. He's not alive. Waadih? So these other attributes are derived here and understood from that term by way of al-itizam. As for from ar-Rahman, that's the name of Allah, referring to the death of Allah, that's bit tadammun. Or that term, ar-Rahman, has the meaning of the sifa. Ar-Rahman, he has the attribute of vast mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's also tadammun. But whenever we understand from that term, ar-Rahman, that's the beautiful name of Allah, and it contains the attribute of mercy, then that's bil mutabaqa, in conformity. You understand? So what the author is mentioning here, Allah knows best, is not precise. It's not precise in reference to what he mentioned. And what is more correct is what has been clarified here. And Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. Inshallah, we continue in the morning. بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم